Peace be with you. I am Pastor Christopher Johnson, and this is Voice of the Shepherd, a 10-minute weekly radio broadcast sponsored by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. Last week, Pastor Jurdy introduced to us our next topic that will carry us through this month of November and part of December as we think about what are some of the problems in the church. Last week, Pastor Jurdy addressed the problem of, is Jesus in your church? Sometimes, as he said, we hear people talk about Jesus, but do people actually think that Jesus is present in his worship, giving his gifts in the liturgy, particularly his own body and blood in the sacrament? Today we look at another important issue in the church, thinking about where are the men? If you look around your church on Sunday morning, and notice a conspicuous absence of men, we must wonder, what is going on? What is preventing men from coming? Is there something going on in their homes, in their lives? Is there an aura in the ether, as it were, that keeps men away? What is keeping men away from the church? And why is that a problem? First, let me read for you a passage from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. After a whole litany of helpful advice and exhortation to a church caught in the midst of much division, St. Paul reminds his church and its leaders, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." And so what does it mean to act like a man? And why is it that our churches might be having an absence of men in them? Perhaps one of the things that is plaguing many of our churches, perhaps your own church, is a constant display of what we might consider effeminacy. Very feminine things, decorations and whatnot, that can cover walls and be on top of bookcases and cupboards and whatnot, lining the shelves of the kitchen. Is the church that you worship in, is it more effeminate or is it more masculine? That aesthetic very well might make a difference for some. After all, there is a reason why I've heard no few men say to me that church is a woman's thing. Well, it's not. Church is for women, church is for children, and church is certainly for men as well. And so again, if there's an absence of men in our churches, we must look at a number of different things. One, I just mentioned the aesthetic of our churches. Does it scream out to us feminine, or do our churches scream out to us something masculine? Think about the colors. Think about the decorations. Think about the paintings. What about how the altar looks, or the banners that are hanging on the sides of the walls? Does the aesthetic of the church scream effeminacy, or does it scream masculinity? And might that make a difference? Perhaps. Something to think about. Another thing to think about is the leadership in the church. And we give thanks to God for those faithful women who have served for decades and decades in Christ's church, teaching Sunday school, confirmation, stepping in a number of ways, helping out with funeral ministry, weddings, and so on and so forth. There's no end to the wonderful things that women have done for the sake of Christ's church for a long, long time. But it's important that we remember that Jesus called men to serve as leaders in the church. All the apostles were men. And when we look at the book of Acts, the first seven deacons, they all were men as well. And so think of yourself, if you are, put yourself in the shoes of a man, and you see all the leadership around you are females, how might that prevent you from wanting to help out in that church? could female ordination in a number of Lutheran and other churches be pushing men away? It's a difficult question to ask, but one that should be asked, I think. After all, female ordination is a relatively new phenomenon in the history of Christianity. It's been around for about 50 years in the Lutheran Church, with the first ordinations of women in 1970. And so could the rise of female pastors in our churches, could that be pushing men away? Again, a difficult question to ask, but one that bears consideration. Another thing to think about in regards to where are the men in our church is how we as pastors, clergy, preach the message. Are the things that help men connect to the faith? As a pastor, I'm just as guilty as the next one when we can be mired in abstract theology that is, of course, very sound and orthodox, but might have a difficult time connecting with men who tend to be very concrete thinkers. And this is kind of a fact of biology, a fact of psychology, that men tend to be a bit more concrete, where women tend to think more in the abstract. That's just kind of how God made us. So is there something about our preaching or our teaching the gospel that might be not connecting with people? Again, something to think about. We see in the culture that there are a whole lot of bad examples of what it means to be a man. We think about comedy shows like Homer in The Simpsons, Peter Griffin in The Family Guy, maybe Frank Costanza in Seinfeld. There's no shortage of bad male role models in society. Of course, in popular television, there are also good role models like Danny Tanner of Full House, a show that I watched every Friday growing up, and also Philip Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who showed what it truly meant to be a man who led and loved their families. And there's no shortage of male role models in Scripture as well. St. Paul is a wonderful example, as are all the apostles, really. St. Peter, Timothy, Paul's protege. There's a whole list, laundry list, of faithful men who have led, but also faithful men who have had their struggles as well. And we can see that in the book, in the Old Testament books of 1 and 2 Samuel, with Saul, David, and Solomon. And so there can be something that we can learn from these men of faith of what not to do, but also of what to do. But of course, the most important male figure we go to for learning the faith and living a Christian life is Jesus. Jesus shows us what it truly means to be human, and Jesus also shows us men what it truly means to be a man, to carry the burdens of those under our care, to be strong, to be faithful, even as if it seems as if the world is against us. And the more that we highlight perhaps those masculine traits of Jesus, the stronger connection the men of our churches will have to their Lord and to their Savior. Again, these are just some thoughts about what might be keeping men away. Could it be effeminate aesthetics in our churches? Could it be female pastors keeping men away? Could it be a lack of masculine preaching? And of course, there can be hypermasculinity, and that can be an issue as well. Because, of course, not all men fit the same mold, and that's okay. They're not supposed to. But the most important thing about men in our churches is that they follow the path of Jesus, imitating him, living the life that he gives as they shepherd their families, their churches, and also their communities. Just some things to think about of one problem that is in many of our churches. And this is The Voice of the Shepherd, a 10-minute weekly radio broadcast sponsored by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. You're more than welcome to join us for worship every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 174 071 Church Road. The peace of Christ be with you always.